Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you. Thank you for being in class with us today. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us in Australia. Jason's engineering. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Gwyneth, I am all excited. I really am. For many reasons. You know, yesterday I was doing what Joe Biden does best. And I was spreading some manure. I was going around and around in circles. He does that pretty well, too. Goes around in circles and spreads manure. But I was on my old antique farm tractor, an old Ford, blue Ford, from 1974. Ford 3000. I was pulling a chain harrow, 10 feet by 10 feet, spreading manure to make the grass the best that we can make it grow naturally. And at the same time, we had some guests come to the farm to buy some hay. And we have a little bit extra, and we decided that we could make it available at probably the lowest price in the area. And I'm pretty sure it is the lowest price. And so there were some guests with a trailer picking up some hay. And our son was in this other field where the hay is. And he was starting to load. And so I was done with the area I was dragging with the chain harrow, going on to the next field where he was to spread some more manure. And I saw that there was a husband and a wife and a young person. So I stopped, and I was about 300 feet away, and I saw this young lady, about 10 years old. And as I walked toward them, I said, "She homeschooled?" That's the first thing I said. And I got a great big smile, and how did you know? And my response was, you can see or you can tell a homeschooled child from 100 feet away. You can tell by their posture. You can tell by their activities or what they're not doing. You know, not having ants in her pants, you know, being bored. She didn't have any of that. She was looking around. She was taking it all in, learning every second. And so I had a chance to talk with mom and dad. And so we now have a student in class today. She's 10 years old. And part of her homeschooling is USA Prepares. So, Gwyneth, you are the first instructor to be in the front of the classroom with our newest 10-year-old student. And to introduce Gwyneth to those of you who are new to class, Gwyneth lives in Australia. She lives on a farm. She manages the farm by herself. She lives off-grid. She has a solar system. She maintains her own solar system. She maintains her own water system. She has a dam, and she has water tanks, and she lives in a farmhouse. She heats with wood, cooks with wood, farms with hand tools, raises cacti, and is an author of 4 books that I know of. And she is a degreed environmental scientist from Melbourne University in Australia. That's Gwyneth Isaacs, and she's the only full-time United States of America radio correspondent from Australia. That's Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth, it's delightful. It's delightful broadcasting with you. And we've been doing this for years and years and years. So Gwyneth is not new. And she's a full-time instructor. She's got her ear to the ground. She's looking at everything. She's seeing what we see. She's got the Australian point of view because that's where she lives. And she is a blue blood, meaning tied through blood to royalty. However, I don't think she thinks as much of royalty as one might think because she sees the chinks in their armor. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. And if there's any new members of the class out there that might wonder how close to royalty, my grandma, that's my mum's mum, used to live near the Queen Mother before she was the Queen Mother. And she was in the habit of going over to the Queen Mum's place for cups of tea in the afternoon. It's a social event when they were living in England. And my grandma and her husband, who weren't grandparents at that time, obviously, they were young people, in 1926 emigrated to Australia. And what happened was the Queen Mum found out that she was pregnant, and she asked my grandmother if she would like to be the royal nanny. And my grandmother had to politely decline. The Queen Mother was royalty, you know. She was the wife of the brother of the king. So, but my grandmother had to politely decline because arrangements had already been made for them to emigrate to Australia, and they thought that they would be moving onto a 200-acre fully set up dairy farm. And they got out here and they found out that they had a tin hut in the middle of a jarrah forest, eucalyptus forest, with enormous redwood-sized eucalyptus trees called jarrah trees. And that my grandfather was given a crosscut saw, an axe, a spade, and a pick. And he was told to clear this 300 acres of what they called scrub, which, you know, you think of scrub, you think of, you know, like bushes maybe a meter, 2 meters high, not the equivalent of redwood forest. But that's what they call redwood forest in Australia. They call it scrub or bush. And so they went from living in a very, very prosperous situation, you know, upper middle class, to living in a tin hut where they had to walk 5 miles to get water. And the water was not clean. It was brown. And for the first several months until it rained, maybe up to 5 months before it rained, That was their water routine. And then it rained, and then their tank filled. And, you know, the story comes down through the generations of it being so wonderful to finally have a cup of tea that was not brown, and to be able to wash the clothes and to have them truly be clean instead of coming out with still that dirty yellow taint through having to wash them in clay-filled water. And that's come down through the generations. And so the Great Depression, I think we're going to talk about the Great Depression today, So the Great Depression for my grandparents didn't start in 1929, it started in 1926. So when the Great Depression came, they really didn't have that far to fall. I hope that that little story gives some idea to the class of where I come from. And my grandmother had seven children. She had an alcohol. Her husband ended up turning to the drink because of that. And she stuck by him because divorce was completely and utterly disgraceful. And for all his faults, he was not a womanizer. He was an alcoholic. He drank all the family's money, what little money they had. But he always showed up sober for work on time. But he always managed to keep his job. And he was not a womanizer. So there was that. And so she didn't divorce him. But I don't know how she raised seven children with no money. I mean, literally, he would, you know, stop at the pub on the way home from work on payday, you know, and then she would get whatever was left over at the end of that, which was predictably little. And this was how my mother grew up. My mother absolutely hated alcohol. She detested it, and with good reason. And she was a very sober and hard-working woman, and she was an excellent mother and an excellent grandmother. And she's dearly missed. She's passed on now. They didn't think she would live. And she lived to be 82 years old. She was born as a skinny baby. Grandmother was malnourished. Grandma was malnourished when she was pregnant with my mum. And she was so malnourished that the baby came out thin. And nobody was expecting that baby to live. That baby was my mum. She did live. And she had seven children of her own. And I'm number seven. So that's a short family history. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Gwyneth, it was wonderful hearing that. It's a really heart-wrenching story. Gwyneth, can you share with our class just who the Australians are, how they got there, why they were sent there? A little history for those in class who may not know about the prison colony.
Yeah, Australia started out well over 200 years ago as a prison colony. So all of the people that the British Empire wanted to get rid of were sent to Australia. And they were sent, first of all, to two colonies, which were in Van Diemen's Land, which is Tasmania, and Sydney Town. And there were no walls, no bars on the prison. There was no need because it was an island. And it was so inhospitable that there was literally nowhere to run to, because unless you know how to live in this country, if you run off and just run into the bushes, you'll die. It's really quite an inhospitable place. And if you know how to live, it's really not so bad.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we've been talking here at USA Prepares about the banking system and the banking system failing. And on Friday, last Friday, I mentioned that it was pretty serious and that you should pay attention. And my forecast was that it would be contagious and not limited to Silicon Valley Bank. Well, it's proven to be contagious, and it's not limited to Silicon Valley Bank. And what we're finding out is that the boards of directors of some of these banks are nowhere qualified to be on the board. We're finding out that they don't know what they're doing. We're finding out that they are mismanaging the funds that people have deposited in the banks. And so as Rich Sheban has been saying for about 12 years, talking about lowering the bars of standards and expectations and for people who are employed, that's absolutely positively correct. And if you look at the board of directors for which I ran, Laclede Electric, I don't think there's anybody there who knows what Ohm's Law is. And they're on the board of the directors of the electric cooperative. And they've been there for years and years and years and years. And it's like, it's who you know, not what you know. At least in my opinion. And by the way, class, don't believe anything that you hear me say. Don't believe anything that you hear any of our instructors say. Don't believe anything that you see in the media, read in the media, hear in the media. Don't believe any of it until you verify it for yourself. So about this bank contagion, it's happening. It's happening and it's spreading to Europe. It's going worldwide. And And we, the bottom 93%, have realized for years, and more people are realizing what we have realized, that this is a house of cards. It is destined to collapse. There's nothing new about this. This has happened over and over and over again. And we have a crisis of confidence here in the United States of America. Very few people believe the media, except for the generally dumb public. Very few people believe the White House. Very few people believe the White House spokesperson. I mean, these people are natural liars who enhance their lying ability, and then they get paid to lie and lie and lie. The White House spokesperson has compensated at least $180,000 a year to mislead us. It's unbelievable. It's atrocious. And with that kind of an attitude, there is no way we can rebuild, in my opinion. There's no way we can rebuild from this fall that we've taken, and we continue to fall more and more every day. The bottom line, class, is that you are in charge of you. No one is coming to help you. You need to circle the wagons, in my opinion, or I suggest you consider, let me say it this way, I suggest you consider circling the wagons with your family, have family meetings, and work as a unit. Because if you don't work as a unit, you're not as likely to succeed in what your endeavors are. And last night, an interesting thing happened. You know, we have family meetings, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And as we were preparing for our dinner meeting, sitting around the kitchen table, discussing the day's events, what happened in the past, what's happening now, what we did today, what we need to do tomorrow, what we do need to do next week, all of those things. It's kind of like a business meeting because we have a family business, which is our natural farm. And our son said the most amazing things. So there's three of us at the table. And he said, I motion that we do something new. And it was seconded by Mrs. Finelli, voted on, and we didn't even know what this was about. And I'm kind of scratching my head, like, what is this that we're doing? So I was outvoted. 2-1. We're going to do something new. And our son said, what we're going to do is, for every negative thing we talk about at the table, we have to talk about two positive things. So I said, really? So how's that going to happen? Do you know that was the quietest dinner we ever had? Seriously. Nobody could find any good news other than, you know, our guests.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is calling Russia's interception of a U.S. drone over the Black Sea unprofessional.
Two Russian Su-27 aircraft conducted unsafe and unprofessional intercept with a U.S. Air Force intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance unmanned MQ-9 aircraft.
Russian jets forced down a U.S. drone flying in international airspace Tuesday morning. Brigadier General Pat Ryder said these type of aircraft have been flying over the region for some time, and intercepts are not uncommon. The state of Ohio Ohio, suing railroad company Norfolk Southern over the toxic train derailment in East Palestine last month. Attorney General Dave Yost announced the state seeking damages, civil penalties, and a declarative judgment that Norfolk Southern is responsible.
Among the things we note in the complaint are Norfolk and Southern's escalating accident rates, up 80% over 10 years.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Gwyneth, do you see any light at the end of the tunnel in Australia for pulling out of this mess? One of the things that I've learned from you is that Australians are going hungry. Moms, single moms, are going hungry. They can't afford, with the high cost of food, they can't afford to feed their young. So moms are going without food. They're malnourished. Their children are malnourished. The children don't want mom to go without food. So they are eating less, and families are having cereal for breakfast and toast, and it looks like people are in starvation mode. Not everybody, but some, and it seems to be increasing in number. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. By the way, most Australians have breakfast cereal for breakfast anyway. That's our culture. But having it for lunch and dinner is a problem. That's when you know that you're pretty close to the wall, is when you're not just having Weet-Bix for breakfast, but when you're having it for lunch and dinner as well. That's pretty serious. You know, Weet-Bix is a type of wheat biscuit breakfast cereal that we have here, or cornflakes or whatever it is, you know, rice bubbles. That's what they're doing. And often they don't even have that. And we, in Australia, I know in the US you've had a school lunch program for very, very many years. We've never had that in Australia because the culture here is that kids get sent to school with a packed lunch. So usually a few slices of bread with some butter and something like Vegemite or peanut butter or maybe some cheese on the, cheese and chutney or cheese and pickles on the sandwich or something like that, whatever it is, and maybe a piece of fruit or two. And that it would be packed into a lunch box, and that would be the kid's lunch and maybe a muesli bar. And that would be the kid's lunch and a bottle of water. And we have never had a problem providing that sort of lunch for our kids here in Australia. But they've had to, and they have a canteen, but the child has to pay for the food in the school canteen. So they might get sent to school with like $5 or something like that. And then they can buy a pie for their lunch, a meat pie, and or something like that, or maybe a sandwich from the canteen. But free school lunches is something that's never happened in Australian schools up until very, very recently. And that's just so that the children have something in their bellies so that they're not starving. And some schools have even begun to introduce breakfast programs, which is another thing that you had in America for quite some time. We've never had that in Australia. There's never been a need for it. Because although this is a dry and inhospitable land, once you learn how to live in it, it's actually pretty good here because it's warm. And you have actually two growing seasons instead of one growing season. So you've got winter, and then you've got spring, and you've got about 3 months of the year where you can put a crop in. And then you've got summer, which is baking hot. Everything dies, everything goes brown. And then you have autumn. You've got another 12 weeks in the autumn, 12 or 15 weeks, depending on what part of the country you're in. You can actually have 2 week crops a year here in Australia. So once you learn how to live here, it can actually be a really abundant place to live. And the winters are not that cold compared to America. We whinge and moan and complain about it because it's what we're used to. And we like our summer heat here in this country. In America, if it gets remotely hot, then you all complain. We don't really complain. We just head to the beach. About 90% of Australians live within a 1 hour drive of the beach. I don't. I live up in the bush, as we say. And if you don't live near the sea, there's usually a lake or a farm dam or something where you can go and have a swim in the afternoon. We've never had a problem feeding our people up until about the last year here in this country. I would say probably 3 years actually since the COVID, I would say that was the first nail in the coffin. And now things are beginning to get really, really desperate. And I'm not starving. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing just fine. I grow cactuses, and the cactuses are edible. They're nopal. And I grow some vegetables, so including things like zucchini, red-veined sorrel. I have some potatoes. I have arrowroot and, you know, various other crops that I grow. And it keeps me, so I'm happy about that. And I also sell propagation stock for the nopal cactuses. And sometimes I can sell the fruit, you know, and the fruit's absolutely delicious. And I make the fruit into pickles and chutneys and jam, and I make it into also cordials and wine as well, which is very nice. Prickly pear wine is quite nice. And and a syrup. You can make a syrup as well from the juice of the prickly pears. And that's just delicious on the breakfast cereal, drizzled over the top of whatever fruit it is that you put on top of your breakfast cereal. It's yummy. So I'm fine. I'm okay. But a lot of other people are not okay. There is, and the other thing that's happening here is homelessness. I'm talking about on a massive scale, and not alcoholics and drug addicts homelessness. I'm talking about people get evicted from their rental house because the landlord's selling or wants to rent it out to someone else for a higher rent. And the family cannot find another place to rent because every house that is put up for rent has 50 applicants, 50 applicants. And the rents are sky high. In some places, up to $800 a week rent. That's a week, not a month. And a lot of the landlords are asking for two and three months rent in advance and a bond of 2 or 3 months rent equivalent. I don't know if you have bonds for rental properties in the United States, Vincent. Do I need to explain what a rental bond is?
Yeah, please do. What we have is typically 1 month's rent in advance, and the reason for that is maybe it would cover. We have sometimes a security deposit as well, but is that what you're talking about? As a bond?
Deposit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a rental bond is the same thing as a security deposit, and sometimes it's called a security deposit, sometimes it's called a bond. That's what it is, and but it used to be 1 month's bond and 1 month's rent in advance. But many landlords are now demanding 2 and 3 months bond and rent in advance, which is getting up into, like, what you might have once put down for a house deposit. It's just jaw-dropping. And I would like to know who is affording these rentals. And I suspect that it's probably people who haven't been in the country for very long, because I about 2 or 3 years ago, I was going to say recently, but it was actually before the COVID, about 2019, I went into Melbourne. I actually had an idea of working for a stable in Melbourne, because you can get good money shoveling stable manure here in Australia, of all things. And they will, they'll pay you to do that sort of work. And so I looked into moving to Melbourne. And one thing I noticed was just about every place that had, just about every house had Pakistanis living in them. And I suspect that most of these people had not been in the country for very long. And I went and I asked at a particular house, and it was a white Aussie guy who was the main tenant in the house. And I was going to rent a room. And I said, there's a lot of Pakistanis here. And he said, yeah. And I said, seems like us white Aussies might be in the minority in our own country, you know. And he said, yeah. And I said, boy, do you think that might be genocide? I said something like that. And he, yeah, Australians have a fantastic sense of humour. It's very dry, it's very witty. If you want to know what the Australian sense of humour is, try thinking of Crocodile Dundee. And he just cracked up laughing. You know, he knew I was absolutely serious, but I was joking, if that makes sense. And he said, yeah, something like that. And as it turned out, it would have been too much for me to continue maintaining this property and commuting, you know, 250 kilometres or 300 kilometres to Melbourne each week to work, mucking out 50 stable stalls a day, and even financially maintaining the two households. So I chose to, you know, give the job away and focus on building up this place, because I knew, I didn't know what was coming, but I knew that there was something coming. And I thought I'd better concentrate on my own farm. And it turned out I was right. But from what I saw the last time I was looking around Melbourne, it seemed to be that it was mostly recent or renting these houses. I don't know where they're getting the money from. I'd like to know if somebody wants to tell me.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Gwyneth is talking about the absence of enough food in Australia, and we have the same problem here in the United States. During World War II, 1941 through 1945, with our involvement in World War II, United States, there was an effort on the part of the United States government to encourage families to plant gardens and raise some of their own food. And those gardens were called Victory Gardens. And during the early years of the war, the United States government rationed food. Milk, butter, eggs, sugar, cheese, coffee, meat, canned goods. And there were shortages of those who were in the transportation of those food items because we were fighting a war. And so there was less food for the Americans than the Americans would like. It's a really simple thing to do. Encourage Americans to plant some kind of garden to raise some of their own fruit and some of their own vegetables. And roughly 20 million Americans did that. They planted victory gardens in neighborhood lots, empty lots, rooftops of city houses, backyards, in large containers. They formed food cooperatives, all linked to being patriotic, patriotism. Now, farm families have been used to growing food. That's what we do. But city dwellers, urbanites, joined in. And the government had assisted in disseminating this information, and there were magazines like women's magazines, the Saturday Evening Post, Life magazine. They printed articles on how to preserve produce from the gardens. And so Americans answered the call and started raising their own food. Now, the war lasted from 1941 through 1945. And at the end of the war, the government of the United States stopped encouraging the production of food via these Victory Gardens. So what do you think happened? There was a food shortage because people stopped growing their own food because the government stopped telling them to grow their own food. Can you imagine that? So the lesson that we're teaching here at USA Prepares today is there are food shortages. And the answer is really simple. The solution is very simple. You need to supplement your food sources. And if you start, you can have some success. And if you get some seeds right now and start learning how to get these seeds to germinate, you can germinate them in small containers like used yogurt cups that have been washed out with a hole punched in the bottom to let the water drain out so the roots don't rot. You can start your seeds in styrofoam cups. You can start your seeds in egg cartons. Literally. Get those seeds to germinate and then transplant them into your garden at the appropriate time when the weather is conducive for these vegetable plants to grow. It absolutely works. But the time to do it is... Yes, milk cartons. Right, milk cartons, like we used to have in school. Ooh, a couple holes punched in the bottom. Some people even use those plastic milk jugs, the 1 gallon and quart milk jugs. And they cut them so that they make a container. They cut the tops off and grow tomatoes in those. And yes, you can. And I suggest you consider doing that right now. Have that family meeting. You can have it at dinner time. You still have a little bit of time. And jump on it because you can buy seeds. Our son went to Menards and he bought a whole bunch of seeds. And I was absolutely shocked that he bought seeds because we have them. And they're all heirloom seeds, which means that you can save the seeds and grow, for example, tomatoes and peppers. From those peppers that grew this year, you can save the seeds and use your own saved seeds next year. I couldn't believe he bought these seeds. He paid 10 cents per package. Now I understand why he bought them. 10 cents per package. And then they were 11% off after that. So, yes, you can. Yes, you can. And I suggest you jump on this right away. Because we don't know. We don't know if the guy in the big chair is going to engage us in World War III. It's already simmering. We've threatened the Russians, and they've threatened us. And we're already sending arms to Ukraine, and talent, and spy satellites, and all the rest of it.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.